Blue crabs caught along the coast of Louisiana are lured into traps using Atlantic-caught menhaden. But menhaden is expensive to ship, must be kept frozen, and is becoming harder to get as bait.
It's used a lot in food processing, a lot of the fish oils, so it's much more valuable to use it as in all these other human uses as opposed to a bait for crabs.
That's LSU Ag Center crustacean researcher Julie Anderson. She is working on manufacturing an alternative bait. Anderson worked on a similar project at the University of Delaware and is mixing commercial-grade gelatin with byproducts from Louisiana's fishing industries. She tried oyster, shrimp, and crabs and found the crabs were most attracted to the shrimp-based baits. This could benefit Louisiana's shrimp industry, which produces about 20 million pounds of waste.
So they either have to pay to get rid of it, or they may be able to give it away, like to farmers to put on their fields. So we're hoping that we can create a value for this waste product.
Early tests show the baits hold up well in water, lasting longer than menhaden. She also did preliminary tests comparing catches with the manufactured baits versus menhaden.
Currently, the catches are very, very similar. And it kind of varied by site and location, and that's what we're still looking at is, did the salinity have an influence? Was it just the site? Was it the day?
Blue crabs are caught in other states along the Gulf Coast and into the mid-Atlantic. Anderson says other states could likely use this bait.
We're trying to test the bait under different temperature conditions and different salinity conditions so that hopefully the bait could be applied or be applicable in any of the Gulf Coast or even on the East Coast.
Anderson hopes to have a product ready for market in the next 2 years. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.